Fantastic. Okay, I'm Tia from CoAS, and now I have a computer where I don't have this camera, so I can't talk to you face to face, but I think Jenna is on, so she can then speak to you kind of face to face. And Jenna is from Soihtu Housing, formerly also known as Kortepohja. But now they are sorted and we're all trying to learn this. We're going to tell you some facts about living in student housing. And at any time, if you have any questions, if someone can keep an eye on the chat, you can just interrupt us and ask. So we will then sort out whatever you might have on your mind. Okay, course accommodation office is located in Kauppakatu 11. The office opening hours are from 12:03 p.m. We hope we can keep if the situation keeps this way, we can keep the office open. But of course, we hope everyone will take care of their business online with the electronic services. And only visit the office for the safety of everyone, only visit the office when it's necessary and really needed. For example, picking up the key. And also about the students who have arrived and not yet signed the contract, you can wait this 2 weeks. We can wait for you to visit then later the office to sign the contract. So you don't have to hurry with that. And as I told, we hope everyone will take care of stuff online. So from my web pages, you can find the online service. And from contact info, you can find our email, our phone numbers. We have a chat on the web page. So you will get all the help you need, even if you can't visit us live here at the office.
Yes. So hello everyone from my behalf as well. As Tia already told you, my name is Jenna and I'm working for Soihtu Housing. And as Tia mentioned, it is previously known as Kortepohja Student Village. We also have another sort of destination here nearby, which is called Vehkakuja. So this is the other option where some of you might be staying during your studies here in Finland. And here you can see our address. We are located here nearby the student village in Kortepohja. Actually, our office is located in Savela, but it is just a couple of hundred meters away from the student village. And our opening hours are now from next week onwards. They will be a little bit different than normally. Normally we are open from Monday to Friday, but now just to stay and to keep the office a little bit more calm, we will be open only on Mondays and Fridays. And during Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, you can always contact our staff by phone and email during these normal office hours. Of course, next week, Tuesday is 1st of September, so then our office will be open as well for the in-moving tenants to pick up the keys. But otherwise, we also ask you to handle all the stuff that you have that is not that important or you don't have to visit the office. You can contact us by phone or email. And here you can also see our webpage and email address that is for pretty much anything you have questions about your staying here in the student village. You can contact this asuminen@soihtu.fi. And then on the next slide, I think there is, yes, here is our webpage. And as CoAS had, they had like sort of online service. We also have multiple different services here in online. There is a tenant page where you can handle pretty much anything concerning your tenancy. And then there is, for example, maintenance requests and so on. You can find from our webpage.
about the tenant's agreement and rent. As I told before, and also I think in Soihtu, it is not so necessary to rush to the office to sign the contract before the possible guarantee time is over. But at some point, you should visit us and we can make the paperwork. It will not take such a long time. And if you have any other questions at the time, we can also sort those out. Normally, for the tenants who will live here for a longer period as a degree students, the leases are without the ending day. So this means then when you want to give up the flat and move out, you have to give the written notice of moving 1 calendar month before you're going to move out. So for example, if people want to move out now beginning of October, they need to give the notice to us already in August. So there is 1 whole month between there. And this can be done online. And rent and other fees are paid once a month in Finland. We don't ask for money every week, but it's once a month. And I think you already have the information where to pay, how and when. And you can use the Transfermate, especially if your domestic currency is not euro, then it should be quite a good deal for you. It's not expensive. But if you wish to pay with euros, then it's worth a check if it's cheaper for you to pay, make the transfer from your own bank account. But you can choose which is the better way for you. And when you have arrived, I think you should have on your email the checklist to check the flat if everything is okay. It's good to mark all the scratches and bumps you might find from the flat. And then if there is something you really need someone to come to fix, you should also fill in the fault report so that it will go to the system. Because we are not going to read them through at this point. We're also going to check them, those apartment checklist when you move out, and if there is something the serviceman will find then. So if there is something you need to be fixed, then you have to fill in the fault report. And for those fault reports during this springtime and summertime, you can do that, make the fault report, and our services will come to fix things. But of course, if you get sick or you are in quarantine time or something like that, you should mention that when you make the fault report. So they will wait until it's safe to come. And internet in Coas, the net connection is provided by Telia company. And in shared flats, excluding now the Koppari building and then Konsa, because those are going to go under renovation. So those are excluded. In all other shared flats, the net connection is already open and the router is installed, so it's ready to use. But if you live in studio or family flat, then you have to make the registration by filling the form on the web page or call to the Telia. And this web page has to be filled in your home within this box connection where you want to have the net connection. But you can call them in case you have a problem with that. And in other flats also, you might need a router to be able to share the net connection to your computer and to your phone and what other devices you might have, devices. So you can buy, for example, one in Multitronic in Kummeroksen katu. They will know what kind of router they will then sell to you. And when you call the Telia, remember to check the address exactly how it is written on your lease paper. And if you have any problems later with the net connection, you can call the Telia customer service. But then if you live in the shared flat, you can contact Coas or make the fault report from there if you have later any problems with the internet connection.
Yes, I noticed that you already have multiple questions. I suggest that we can take all the questions in the end. Some of you might have already got some answers to your questions, but let's take them all together because there might be some things that will be coming already during this presentation. But keep sending any questions when you have them on your mind. About the internet in the student village here in Soihtu, we have the same internet as in the university, so-called FUNET network. And when you move in, all you need to do is just to plug in your device into the wall socket. All you need is just a cable, those ones we don't have in the apartments. Sometimes there might be if the previous tenant has been leaving, but usually there is no. So then you should buy that one and then just to connect your computer or whatever device to the internet. And it will open up, when you open up the browser, it will open automatically this registration form that you fill in. And then the internet will be working quite fast. If there's any issues, you can see here down below, there is a website that you can fill in a form if you have any issues with the internet here in the student village. And if you need a Wi-Fi in your apartment, then you need to get a router. And those ones here you can see need to be this Ethernet, just Ethernet router. If you go to, for example, Multitronic in the Centrum, they know what kind of router you need, most probably because many of the students have been buying from there. We also have some of the routers. If you are staying in the student village, you can come and ask from me. I'm usually pretty much every day from Monday to Friday by the info desk in Rentukka, so you can come and ask. We have some routers for rent, but not many of them are left, but there is still a few. So if any one of you is staying in the student village and you still need a router, you can come and ask from Rentukka's info desk. And yeah, that was pretty much the basic information about the internet in the student village.
Okay, so then if you have any other issues with your apartment, these are kind of the addresses where you can find the help. So in Kaas, you have the online service in Soihtu Housing. You can also make the maintenance request online. And then about the smoke alarms, the Finnish law says that in each apartment you should have one, and it's a tenant's responsibility to keep it working. So if it starts to give you this annoying sound and you can't find any smoke anywhere, it means that the battery is running out. So at that point, you should take it down and change the battery or replace the old battery with the new one. I think in Soihtu, you have also some flats where there is this kind of automatic smoke alarms as well as in Kaas, but only in some flats. But there are then other information there how to disconnect it if there is an alarm. And then a few words about pests. They are quite uncommon here in Finland, but people have been traveling around, so it might be that in some cases there is this uninvited guest in your flat. And if this should happen, you should contact your own housing office or maintenance right away. We're not going to ask who brought this thing here into the flat, but our wish is to know about this as soon as possible so that we can then take care of the problem before it spreads around on the building, and then the costs will be much higher. So the faster we get the information, the faster we can take care of the problem, and the smaller the bill for us will be. So this is what we wish you to do. We are going to be very thankful that you contact us if you find something.
Yes, then a little bit about recycling. I actually already noticed that there was some questions about this subject as well, and that is of course nice that you are interested about the subject. We kindly ask you to pay attention to recycling. Here in Finland we are pretty passionate about recycling. Of course there's always a lot to improve, but Here we have in each location, we have the separate containers for paper and for glass and for metal and organic waste and cartons. So it's quite easy to recycle all different kind of materials, and you can find the bins nearby your own apartment building as well. Here in the student village, we now have some renovation going on. So sometimes the bins, they change place and so on, but we are trying to inform about them by email. And also we have this kind of TV screens in the building, so you can see that if there's any changes. But we have also multiple bins here in the village where you can recycle your waste. And things that are not usually in every apartment building, or like there's some sort of a regional places for batteries and electric appliances and plastic and textiles. This is not something that is common here in Finland to have in every apartment building. Plastic, I noticed that there was a question about that. Especially, I think it was addressed to Soihtu. Here in the student village, we don't have plastic recycling yet because it has not been possible to get it. But we will get it in the beginning of next year. But until then, there is a plastic recycling possibility right next to the student village by this, I think it's S Market, supermarket. Couple of the markets nearby, there is this Rinki recycling place where you can take the plastic. And cardboard boxes, they go to cartons. So for example, here in the student village, we have a separate place for cartons, always a separate bin for that. And I guess in Kuas as well.
We also have, it might be that in Kuas, if you're living in a big location where there are many buildings, it might be a problem to find all those containers. But on Kuas booking system, you can, when you log in there, you can see the area map, and we have drawn there the places where you can go to check where all these bins are. And we have also to all the different sort of things, the separate containers. And I think the place where to put the plastic, for example, in this big shopping center in Kelio, which is quite close to Ristomaa, Toritie, and Myllyjärvi, you can find a place where you can put the plastic and textiles and batteries if you have those. And unfortunately, the plastic is not yet possible to have in each location, but hopefully soon the Jyväskylä city will have it, and then we can also put those in each location. Okay, for a safer community, smoking law in Finland is quite strict, so no smoking inside the building is allowed, since there's always a possibility the smoke will go to other areas where other people are living, and that's not okay by the law. In Kuas, we have not said that you can't smoke in balconies, but it's highly recommended to consider twice before you do that. In case the smoke will go inside the flats, then we have to come to say that you can't do it. And silence hours, Jenna has put here the silence hours, which we have for the weekend. But during the weekdays in Kuas, you should already pay attention to the matter at 10 p.m. This is because we have all sort of people living in the flats. Some are studying early in the morning, going to take a test, or they are working in the morning, so they really need, and they are right to have their good night's sleep. And trash on the corridors is a total no-no. It's a threat to the fire safety and of course the hygiene, and same goes to the balconies. You can't put trash to the balcony to wait for a better day. You always have to take the trash next to the next garbage point you can find and close the garbage point, because if you leave it open, the birds, squirrels, mice, even rats will find it, and then we have a rat mice squirrel problem in the area. And everyone is responsible for the cleaning. And if you are living in a shared flat, it's good to have a schedule with flatmates and agree the house rules, how you will deal with this thing in your flat. And it's good to check that you have home insurance. Some of you might have it. It might be included to your own insurance that you have from your home country. And for the members of the student union, the SOITU has it included to the rent. But it's good to have, because our insurance will only cover the damage that might happen to the real estate. But if your own stuff gets damaged with some incident, it will not cover that. And if you make a mistake and cause the damage, it might be that you will have the bill if you don't have any insurance. And as it is quite warm outside at the moment, it will get colder, as it always does in Finland. The room temperature here all around the year, except for very hot summer days, is 21, and it's not going to get any warmer than that, no matter how much you try to fix the radiators. So it's better not to touch the radiators or the thermostat at all, but make sure you don't have anything in front of the radiator, so that the thermostat, which is attached to the radiator, will have open spaces around it, because it will sniff the air and tell the radiator if they need to heat up or not. If you feel cold in your flat, you can always measure the temperature. If you don't have anything to measure it with, you can pick one up from the course office. If the temperature is below 21, you can make the fault report. But you should write there that you have measured the temperature and it's this and this. If you just say that it's cold in a flat, they will just think that, okay, it feels cold. But they will come to check what is the problem if it's not this 21. And dress yourself like an onion. So in Finland, we put clothes on, and then we put some more clothes on, and then some. So then we go inside and we take off some clothes, and then a bit more, so that we feel comfortable. But it's very important to have enough clothes on when you go outside during the winter. Wear this good boots, underpants, everything, like warm stuff, so that you don't get cold. And even if it feels cold inside, it's okay to have the woolly socks on. That's quite normal.
Yes. Then of course, now when the situation is as it is, and with the pandemic, we also would like to remind you when we are talking about the safety here, of course these things you might already know, and it's starting to be like the new normal, but we would also like to remind you that when you are moving in, for example, in a shared apartment and you have roommates, then it's always a good idea to talk about these rules together, and what to do when you are sick, and also if you are calling in the maintenance, then there are some things that might be different now when the pandemic is still on and going on. So for example, maintenance usually would like to know if you're feeling sick, then they will not come and check the smaller things or things that don't need so quick response to. And yeah, it's always good to maintain a good safety distance to everyone. And now it's still quite calm here in Finland, but we are still trying to keep it this way. So it's a good idea to keep these ones on mind and to remember the good hygiene and so on. And as we already mentioned earlier, one way here with the housing, it's good thing that you don't, for example, visit the office if you have some question that could be answered by email or phone. So we would appreciate if you would call us or send us email. We are anyway answering them quite rapidly. And then if you want to know a little bit more, there is this called THL that has been or is informing all the time about the instructions and regulations here in Finland. And there is also, Tiia has been linking a good link, straight link to official and up-to-date information for everyone living together with someone in the same apartment. So that one could be good to check if you are, for example, moving into a shared apartment.
Okay, so let's see. Do we have any questions there? I can't see them at the moment.
I can see. We have some way to go, but let's start from the beginning. There was some questions. There was still, Tiia, don't take it away yet. But we have some questions here meanwhile. There was, how can I get a Wi-Fi connection at my apartment in Koas? That one hopefully got already answered.
Yes, so there should, if you are living in a shared flat, you should already have the router there, so you should have everything fixed. But if you're living in a family flat, then you have to make the contact with Telia to get the net connection, and then you have to buy the router yourself.
And then there has been a question, are the students' apartments fully furnished? Here in Soihtu, we have some fully furnished apartments and some not. So it depends what kind of you have been applying to. And usually the furnished apartments have been going to the exchange students, but now you are mostly degree students, and it is common that degree students get this non-furnished apartment, but we also have furnished apartments. Usually they are shared apartments, but we also have some studios in the student village that are furnished.
Yeah, the same goes kind of with Gaza. So most of our flats are without furniture. So those rooms in shared flats are an exception kind of what we have, and it depends what you have applied and what kind of offer you have received, but not all student flats are furnished. I would say major of them are without furniture.
Then there is many questions here, I can see.
Okay.
When is it advisable for a student arriving in January to apply or register for accommodation in any of your houses?
Well, I think when you know that you are coming, for example, if now someone would come at the beginning of January, you can already apply, and we will then send the offer when we know that there is a flat available at that time. Because we have the notice time for one calendar month, it might be that it's only in December or at the end of November when we can send the offer. But at the time, it's good to check then. Let's say that you have applied something from beginning of January and you don't have any news yet at the beginning of December. It's good to check from us that, okay, what is the situation? Because if we don't have something you have applied, maybe we can then make you an offer from something else if you are still without the accommodation.
Yes. We also have so that you can pretty much apply already now if you know that you might be coming in January, and then the offers will be sent to you when there is some apartments left. But also you can, if you need apartment for your next month, sometimes that is also possible, especially now when there is so many changes going on all the time. So you never know, you can get.
But we handle the applications all the time, and if someone is in urgent need of accommodation, just fill in the application and we'll see what we can do. But we can say that we don't have studios here free waiting for someone to contact us, because for those we have the waiting list. those are quite popular. But rooms from shared flats can be found. So I don't think this time there is a risk that someone will be left totally without any accommodation.
Yeah. But should we now continue with the laundry and sauna things, and then we can
forgot them already.
Quite many. So, but we can take rest of the questions in the end.
Yeah. Okay. About laundry and sauna. So in Coas, laundry is included year end, as well as the common sauna turns. So there are separate turns for men and women, and those are free of extra charge. If you want to have a private sauna turn, you can buy credits. You can do that on a booking system, and then you can use one credit for one sauna turn as your private sauna 1 hour. And a parking, if you came with a car and you need a parking place, as you do if you're going to keep the car, you can also book that from car's booking and pay it with your rent. And everything should be reserved from the and or booked from the booking system, since if you go to laundry and wash your laundry whenever you go there without the reservation, you will mess up everyone else's plans. So please do as advised and book the laundry and everything else, so everyone will have their own turns. And you can check the common sauna turns from Coas booking when you can go. And in big locations, we might have them in different buildings, and you can use them also if they are not in your own building.
Yes, we have pretty much the same here in the student village. Laundry and common sauna turns are included to your rent, so you don't have to pay for that. But if you want to have private sauna turns, it's for extra fee. And those ones you can reserve at this online booking system. Here you can see also the webpage for that one. And the same place you can make the reservations for specific laundry rooms and parking places. Some of the laundry rooms are actually also, you don't need to make a reservation here in the student village, but some of them are reservable. And then all the common sauna turns you can see from our webpage. There is pretty much every day some sauna somewhere around the village heated.
Okay, it's not, at the moment we have been wondering how we can connect people who are arriving and who are already here, because it's not safe to see people face to face so much and special big groups. But it's good to check these things, how you can do it maybe later and how you can see people now. You can find your neighbors. If you can't see them, you can go to Coas web page and see information about the tenant committees, their activities, and we have also Facebook groups. So if you are in Facebook, you can join there. And so Soihtu has also something maybe Edna wants to talk about those.
Yes, this is a little bit tricky now, how to keep the good community spirit up, since we cannot have any events that we usually do. But of course, there is some smaller gatherings like clubs and smaller communities that are still, as far as it is safe and it is possible to keep safety distances, they are meeting up. But then, for example, here in the student village, we have this thing called Discord server, where you can chat with your neighbors and get in touch with them online. And of course, like, follow our social media. You never know when we will have some sort of like online events or whatever. We are constantly trying to figure out how to keep the good spirit up during these weird times.
Okay, if you have something to ask, if it's about lease, rent, something about the tenancy, you can contact the housing offices. And if there are faults in your apartment, you can report those on online service and social housing facility services. and everything can be done then online, so you can just fire the way. So we will be there to help you out and answer to your questions. Okay,
yes.
Now we are at the end. So do we now have any questions left?
I can see there are still quite a few questions left.
Can you pick some?
We're here in Ahmed's question, what was, can I have a furnished family flat? At least here in Soihtu apartments, we usually the furnished flats are studios or shared apartments, as I said. Of course, the ones that are shared apartments can be, I don't know how it is at the moment, since I'm not the one who is handling the applications, but it might be possible that if you have a family moving in, you could rent the whole apartment, where it's like two rooms and both of them are furnished.
In course, we also don't have any family flats with furniture, because most of the people want to have their own furniture, and all the furniture we have is kind of the single person furniture, where there is one bed, one table, a working chair, and the same on the other rooms. So it might be a bit of a challenge then to use them as a family flat and family furnished.
Yes.
Normally we would go around about this secondhand and shops and all that here, but of course I think they are now open, so it's maybe wearing a mask, then later on you can go there, so that we could say it would be safe to go around, and there are some shops who also sell some inexpensive furniture. So if you are here for a longer period, you might save some money if you buy some cheaper furniture or secondhand furniture than paying the furniture fee each month.
Yes. Then there was some questions about recycling, but hopefully we already answered your questions. Then how long in advance shall I make a request for a student apartment? What are the prices? I would stay there with my husband. Yeah, the first questions we already kind of answered, but the prices, I think the easiest way is to go our web pages, since now we are a little bit running out of time as well, because it varies a little bit of the apartment and apartment building and so on. Or what do you think, Tia?
The family flats, we have a lot of different locations, a lot of different sizes, shapes. So the it vary a lot, the rents. The cheapest ones might be around 500, but then it goes up. But those are all on our web pages. So when you have time, you can go and check out what we have. And then you can also, if you need something urgently or when you need it, you can send us an email like saying what we think that we might have to offer. So when you apply and you also after you have sent an application, you can also make changes there. If it seems that we are not going to have anything you wished for, then we can find something else.
Yes. And there is a question, do all the students of the university get apartments in the student village? No, unfortunately, we don't have that much space. So, but of course, there is also a lot of university students that are living, for example, with COAS, or they are having their own apartment somewhere else, or they are renting it from a private person or so. So we still have room for example, foreign students and exchange students and so on. So. But no, not all the students do not live in the student village. And is there a way to see what is included in Soihtu's home insurance? Yes, that one you can also see from our webpage. If you go to this soihtu.fi and then you change to English and you write in this search box at home insurance, there is pretty accurate information about that one as well. The next question is for COAS. I'm currently in COAS housing and just learned that I will be getting a roommate. Is it possible that this student will have to quarantine? And if so, does this mean I need to stay in a quarantine as well?
It might be that if someone is coming from abroad and from a country which is on the list, which where like nearly every country is at the moment, it can be that they have to be in this quarantine for 2 weeks. But it doesn't mean that you have to be. There was this link to this web page of the official people who will know more about these things, so you can go and check those. But we are actually also, hopefully within a few days, we can send a newsletter to all our tenants, and there is more information about that. But basically, we can just cut it short, like wash your hands, keep the distance. Like during the first 2 weeks, it's not such a good idea to drink tea every evening with your flatmate. So keep the distance also inside the flat for this 2 weeks period when she or he will arrive. And if you can't keep the distance, you can then wear the mask. But there was this information regarding the cleaning the surfaces on the flat maybe more often and so on. So you will all be safe this way.
Yes. Then there was another question for you, Tia. Koppari, I've been told, will undergo maintenance soon. Is it possible to apply for an internal transfer to another apartment?
Yes, of course, you can fill in that. We have a special waiting list also for these people who are going to move out from Koppari, and we will do our best to find some nice place for everyone. So just fill in the application, and by the end of the year, we will try to find you something new, and take account all the wishes you have there.
And then, can you please give an idea about pricing of the rent of for shared apartment? Yeah, this one was pretty much the same question as previously, but we at least we have on our web page. You can see all the types of the apartments and the prices and so on. I do not handle the application, so I don't remember. But I would say it depends. Of the room, I think it's starting from somewhere around 300 euros and up, approximately. I can try to find the answer while Tia is giving you.
Well, I think you can find a room from shared flat, maybe from 250 to 350. It varies also from location, the shape of the flat, if it's a newer, older, the location, everything like that. So you could check also from the web pages. You can see if you want to have a cheaper one. You can just narrow the options and see where those are.
Yes. Then there was a question about Soitustenants page, that if you do not have Finnish bank credentials, it will be a little bit tricky to get in. Yes, you can sort that case via email or phone as well. It's not needed to come to the office. You can send an email to this asuminen@soitu.fi and they can help you out. How long it will take to apply for a studio this autumn? At least for Soitu, I can say that usually the studio queues is somewhere between 3 to 6 months. It depends. At the moment, I cannot say for sure. At the moment, as far as I know, all the studios are taken.
Of course, I think at the moment it is from maybe 6 months, closer to 1 year. But next spring we will have a new building in Kangas area. So at the beginning of March we will have a lot of new studios, so it will make the situation easier. Sometime now in autumn, when I have time, it will be on our web page, and you can check it, and it's available then for applying, but not quite yet.
Yes. Can I get a room which is furnished? That one is possible to apply, but you need to fill in the application first, and then we'll see how it will go. Do international students get furnished studio apartments? It depends, as I already said previously that usually the ones who are staying here for a longer time, who are coming here for as a degree student, usually at least here in the student village, it is non-furnished apartment. But of course, you can always apply for a furnished studio apartment as well. But those ones, as it is studio, usually they are quite popular and we don't have so many of them. So it might be a little bit more tricky to get a studio than, for example, furnished room in a shared apartment.
We don't have any studios with furniture. So in Kuwaita, it's not possible, unfortunately.
And then I think this is the last question for now. There is a question from Sakshi. Do family members of tenants have any particular area to stay in the student village for a particular price? No. I would say that if you have family members with you who would be moving in with you, you can try to rent out a little bit bigger apartment for the whole because we have we have basic apartments, we have shared apartments, then we have studios, we have two room apartments, we have three room apartments, so you can choose from those which one would be suitable for you and your family, and then according to the line or the queue for the apartment, you can get maybe one of those. And for example, as I said previously, there is a furnished apartment, so that one might be an option as well.
Yes, and remember, if you've applied a family apartment, then you should put all the names of the people who are moving in to the application, so then we know how many people are moving, and then that makes it easier to also get the bigger apartment.
Yes. And then there came another question. At Koppari, there is no router for the Wi-Fi at Koas. Do I get one or Koas get it for me?
Unfortunately not. This is the location which is going under renovation in January. So we only made this change to make put the routers and open the net connections to the shared flats during this summer, and Konsa and Koppari are those locations where you don't have it, because we should then undo everything at the end of the year. So unfortunately, in this case, you need to open the net as rest of the tenants who are not living in a shared flats, and get the router yourself if you wish to have the Wi-Fi in your room.
Yes. I think that was all the questions, and we are a little bit over time already, so...
How surprising. All right.
It was nice that you had so many questions. Nice to know that you are interested, and nice that you listened all the way until this.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We hope you will have a nice time here if you're already here in Finland, and let's hope the situation will get better and everyone who wish to come to study here can then come here at the place and live in this beautiful city of Jyväskylä.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Jenna.